back here at the big board encased in gold, because of course that's the branding for this year's NFL draft. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me for a look at defensive line sleepers in the 2015 NFL draft. And we're going to take a first look at Henry Anderson out of Stanford, 6'6", 294 pounds. Now he's a third day guy, you know, maybe not the most explosive player on the board, but he's a guy that has a lot of moves to him. He's also, you know, he's also versatile. He can line up all along the defensive line. And he's also, he's your classic effort type player. You look at his numbers, 40 time, strength numbers, agility numbers. Nothing jumps off the board, but two things were evident to me as I watched film on him. Number one, you know, this guy never quit on a play. I watched four games worth of him earlier this month, and not once did I look at him and say that he dogged. The effort is there all the time. Max effort, really persistent, and you can see him wearing down opposing offensive linemen as the game went on. And the second is that he's a very technically proficient player. You know, that's what you expect from Stanford guys. You know, there's no dummies playing for the Cardinal, as you know, a demanding school like that, and even in their football program. And he certainly fits that bill. You can tell he's very well coached. He's taken to coaching, and as a result of that, doesn't make many physical or mental mistakes. So Anderson's a guy I think could fit in the third day. You could line him up as a 3 or 5 technique in the 3-4. A guy who may fit as a nose tackle but could also play outside because he's got the agility is Derek Lott out of Chattanooga, a real under-the-radar guy, but, you know, 6'6", 314 pounds, you know, could maybe even add some bulk to his frame, but certainly plays like a guy who's about 20 or 30 pounds smaller. You know, Chattanooga would use him all along the defensive line, effective against the run, effective against the pass, or in the pass rush. And the other thing, you look here against Tennessee, and there he's able to get the sack. He's not simply a product of playing lesser opposition at the FCS level in the Southern Conference. He did make some plays when he stepped up in class against FBS teams like Tennessee, like Central Michigan, so you figure that can translate. And something interesting about Lott, he played in the East-West Shrine Game, but he was quick enough and fast enough to be used on kickoff coverage. He even made a tackle on kickoff coverage. So a 314-pounder that can get downfield, that's long and has long arms, he's going to have some value, and I think he might be a fit for somebody on the third day. Thanks, as always, for joining me here at the Big Board, and the next time we talk to you, we'll be talking on draft day when myself, Phil Maloney, and Chris Hall have a live show going on. We're going to be coming back throughout the draft to give you analysis and insight into the AFC West and some of the key picks around the league. And of course, when the Broncos go on the board, we're going to be live. So join us then. Take care, and thanks for watching.